Welcome back to At the End of the Day with AD and Yazzy, okay? And today we got a very special guest, okay? K Goddess.
Bow.
All right, introduce yourself to the people for a little bit.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, K Motherfucking Goddess, and I'm here. I'm a Brooklyn bitch, anyhow. Bow.
Okay.
Bow.
Okay. Well, you know, Brooklyn has been having a lot of like success with music lately.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got a lot of popping rappers that came out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you feel? Like, you feel like there's like a chip on your back? Like, you gotta kind of hold that? Like,
I mean, I feel like when you come out of Brooklyn and you put your mind to something, regardless, you already got a chip on your back. Like, whatever you do, you got to be good at it. You got to do it. You got to go hard, because if not, they going to come at you. Like,
that's very true.
So you got to.
Very cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to talk about your hands, because I can't stop staring at them.
That's
now.
What I said.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What happened
can you show
there?
The camera,
please,
your pink hands?
I caught a body about a week ago. I was dyeing my wig. You know, I have a video shoot tomorrow, so I dyed my wig pink. So, yeah, I'm out here, but that's, I have gloves.
That's kind of crazy. Wait, so it's pink, I'm going to assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course it's pink. What else would it be?
No, because sometimes red could stain pink sometimes.
Yeah, true.
Oh,
yeah,
bad.
Come on now. Don't play with it. Stay with it. Okay.
Well, sometimes my hands be orange.
Why?
I swear to God. Now, when you look, she's looking at me crazy. No, honestly, like, when you drink too much, too frequently, That's a side effect of drinking.
Nigga, that sounds like jaundice.
Right.
What the fuck? You're unhealthy, nigga.
Wait. I'm just saying. It happens sometimes. I drink a lot.
No.
Why?
I need to stop.
Drink some water. You need some water.
What's a LaCroix?
Yeah,
where's
the
LaCroix?
Some water. That's not healthy.
That's never happened to me.
I thought y'all would be happy for me.
No, that's not healthy.
I think you're unhealthy.
Y'all never heard of that, though?
Hell no.
No.
That's literally never occurred.
Mm-mm. I think, no, you need to go to the
doctor. You have jaundice.
No, I don't. It's not right now. Look, my hands ain't pink or orange right now.
I don't know. Makeup.
Yeah, he needs some. I don't know. He got some shit going on.
I was like, y'all going to be worried about me now.
Yeah, I am. I think you have jaundice.
Yeah.
I don't have no fucking jaundice.
You got something, nigga.
I will.
Anyways,
how was your weekend, AD?
My weekend, it was bittersweet. For one, I had a problem with Airbnb.
Why is that?
Because I went on this little adventure. The viewers know I went to fucking Vegas, Tulum, Miami. I went like back and forth and stuff. And before I got to Miami, I had booked the Airbnb. The shit was like $1,600 or something like that.
Okay.
And when I got there, the shit was not what it was advertised. Like, it was bad as a motherfucker.
That shit was janky?
It was dirty as fuck. I ain't gonna lie.
Dirty? $1,600?
Yeah, man, look.
How many nights?
The bed was three nights. The beds wasn't made.
What?
They left chip bags in the goddamn couch.
Get the fuck out.
I swear to God.
Hell no.
They left
yo.
Chip bags in the couch, and it was smudges all over the damn shit.
So what you do?
I went to the Dream Hotel after that. But you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it G.
This nigga.
Nah, but I was trying to contact Airbnb, and because of COVID, mm-hmm. they told me, like, you know, I can't get nobody on the phone.
What about your money? You got your money back?
This is the kicker right here. So I fucking, not being able to talk to them for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. I just called my bank. You feel me? I disputed mm-hmm. it.
As you
and
should.
They gave me temporary credit. And then I checked my account, and they snatched that $1,600 out. And now I can talk to them on the phone. And they like, no, because of our policy, we can't give you the money back. You agreed to the policy, even though you didn't stay there. Because as soon as I got there, I left. And, you know, they got me for $1,600. So I was writing them. Like, fuck your mama and shit.
Okay.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
Where I make mad secret accounts and report. Like, do not stay here. Do not
stay
here.
I said, I'm
here.
Being.
Do not stay here.
It's prejudice right here. You I'm being discriminated
prejudice?
Against.
It's go prejudice.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah. Nah, that shit was fucked up, though. That was one of the things. What about y'all? What y'all do?
Damn. I feel so sorry for you.
No, it's all right. I got a little something.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
It'd be all
right. I ain't hurting out here.
What you say? I want
to
hear
girl,
you.
Girl, I ain't doing nothing. I went to the hospital again.
Why?
I'm out here doing bad.
You got corona?
Girl, I don't have that. Girl, I don't fucking have that. Don't put that on me. No. Like, I have asthma. And I think it's getting worse with my age. But I thought you were supposed to outgrow asthma. It's childish as hell. It's childish as hell. Like,
yeah.
I didn't even know niggas still had asthma attacks for real, but.
You had an asthma attack?
Girl, yes. In my house, like in my bed.
Oh my God, how?
Girl, I was just laying there all of a sudden breathing, just stopped.
But that's not funny.
I said, oh, I'm about to smoke myself. How the fuck?
Was you smoking?
Girl, no. Just this puff.
See, that's what that is.
No, no, no. I'm not going to let y'all bring my nicotine addiction into this. This has nothing to do with the reason why I'm still...
I think it's that too as well. We're not going to talk about that.
That has nothing to do with the reason.
You sure you ain't got jaundice?
Yo, we're going around a table. Let's not.
I know.
Hell no. But yeah, I didn't have too much of an eventful weekend.
Damn.
No, I'm up here.
You good though. You here.
I'm here. Come on. Come on.
Ain't nothing gonna hold her down.
Okay.
Facts.
Okay. How was your weekend? What'd you do?
My weekend was, it was busy. Oh my gosh. I was in Atlanta all weekend. I had 6 billboards in Atlanta, so I was out there, and I got my chain.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? I seen it on your Instagram, too.
I was out there, and I ended up performing out there. I had a few interviews. I was busy. I'm tired. And I was in my family out there, because I got family out there. Okay. So that was nice. I had spent like a little hour or two with them, so that was dope.
I can't spend too much time with family.
Me either.
It'd be an hour or two for me, man.
It's over.
I feel that.
After that, it's good. That's all the love you need.
Come on, they be
touchdown.
They be doing too much.
Yeah.
They be doing too much.
I mean, I smoke and drink with my family, so.
No, me too. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They get too comfortable.
Yeah. You gotta go.
Yeah. I get that.
I like my personal space. You know what I'm saying? I grew up with y'all. I seen y'all enough.
See, I got a problem. I don't like being alone.
I holla at y'all when I had kids.
I got kids.
When you needed.
Yo, see? All
right. That makes sense.
I'm two for two.
Okay.
I don't like being alone, though. I swear to God.
Why?
I just don't. Like, I've never been alone.
I love my alone time.
Niggas never love being alone, man.
Nope. You get a girlfriend.
I be praying and meditating and showing myself self-love.
That's good for you.
That's great.
Yeah.
What do you do for self-love? Look at me taking notes. Girl, what you be doing?
I mean, masturbating.
Well, okay, I know that's right. Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
At least you kept a G.
Is that what you do?
Nope, my mom is watching. I don't know what they talking about.
Your mama know you be masturbating. What's wrong with you?
She don't know that. And don't say that because she in the comments right now.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mama Yazzie. I'll hit you up later. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Don't hit my mom up. But, self-love is important. I like that. I like that. But is that, like, the only thing, or is there other things that...
I do mad stuff. Like, I cook. I fight.
Wait, hold on.
I
like to work out?
Yeah.
And bitches?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Okay. It happens. Run up, get done up.
Facts.
Yeah, she like to fight, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I do a lot of stuff. You know, I cook, I clean, do my hair, go get my nails did, feet did. I do mad stuff. I just keep myself busy. You got to keep yourself busy.
But you said fighting, though.
Yeah, she said I wasn't going to let her speed past it.
Because, honestly, any girl mess with me, she got to be ready to jump out at any time because I live an eventful life. Would you get in the ring with anybody? How about that?
Would I get in a ring with anybody? I mean...
Female-wise, for the bag, though. Straight up.
For the bag? Would I get in a ring with anybody with a bag?
Yeah.
Would you get in a ring with Megan Thee Stallion for a bag?
Would I get in a ring with Megan Thee Stallion
for a bag?
Like, how much?
Let's say 600 bands.
Because she got the bag.
600 All right, let's say 1.5 mil. You getting in that ring?
For sure.
I ain't gonna lie. She gonna sweep the floor with me, but I'm gonna get in.
1.5, maybe 2 mil. She pricey. She worth a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She worth a lot.
I'll fight you for 2 mil.
I'll fight you for free.
Honestly. Damn.
I believe that.
Damn.
We be having beef like every week and shit.
It's all love, though.
Is it?
No. Do not jack you.
Bow.
Do not jack
you. Bow.
Hey, so we, I hear you got a Christmas EP, right? Ain't no Santa Claus shit in there, right? Or is it like gangster?
It's gangsta.
Right.
It's gangsta trap.
Yeah, because I like Mariah Carey, but I don't want to hear that shit coming from a drill rapper.
Mariah Carey is Mariah Carey. So we're going to listen to her. But over here, we're going to trap on Christmas. So it's lit.
Trap on Christmas. Okay.
Trap gangsta. I have a confession, though.
What?
I love New York women accents. That shit always gets me.
I don't have an accent. Y'all got an accent.
No.
No, you have an accent.
But people do
I'm
say
from
that.
Jersey.
People
I don't
do
have
say
no
that.
Fucking accent.
But people say either you got an LA accent or something like from the South or something.
You sound like
why do people say that
Where
shit?
Where you from?
I'm Compton.
Oh.
I was saying she trying to figure it out.
Y'all got accents. So it's like.
No.
Yes.
Y'all really be like real. Deep though, like you could tell when somebody's from New York or New Jersey or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
LA, I feel like we probably got like 3 or 4 different things, and it's more like how we started shit, and I say West Side, like
shit
like
that. Sometimes y'all be sounding country.
Yeah.
That's what people say. I sound like I'm from the South.
No, but like I've heard motherfuckers out here sound like they from Alabama.
Yeah.
Have you been to Alabama?
Nah, I got
so
some
why the fuck would you know that?
Nah, I just assumed that's what an Alabama nigga would sound like.
Mm. You was making up accents for niggas across
Money
the globe.
Nah, cause Moneybagg Yo from ain't Moneybagg Yo from Alabama? Moneybagg Yo's from Alabama, right?
I think he's from Tennessee.
I'm making shit up, y'all. I don't know. They're from the South, man.
Alabama.
Wrong platform.
Alabama.
Wrong place, right idea, though.
But Alabama, they do have an accent. Yes. My sister graduated college from out there.
Really?
I went out there, and I thought the clubs was going to be like the Hollywood clubs, and it wasn't like the Hollywood clubs.
I never been to the clubs out there.
Man, look, get your strap.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it'd be empty, too, right?
Nah, it's more like, you know, Hollywood clubs be like real nice and couches everywhere and shit like that. Mm-hmm. They was like making couches and shit. It looked like somebody got their furniture from an apartment, the club that I went to. I'm going to keep it G.
I don't know.
I just like, man, let me get my blammy pack and I feel comfortable anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As you should.
I don't like that at all.
We don't play that shit. It's like six of them around here. Y'all mm-hmm. y'all protected. You everybody protect back too. There too.
You protected too. Yeah,
somebody got it. I think it's a nigga in the blue. Yeah. Cuz gonna pull out that jacket. He's gonna be like,
yo, what
the fuck? Y'all, this nigga play way too. You know how gangster that be? Something happened right now, nigga, like this. Out the sparkly jacket, like.
What the fuck is you talking
look
about?
Goddamn Ruger though.
Bow.
Bow.
Hold on.
What?
Yo, you're slow.
You know
it's
that though.
Not,
I'm challenging.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? That's crazy.
Because I just had to peep his jacket. Like,
that jacket fly.
That is fly, but I really
that's
didn't
some
notice
shit I wear
it.
On New Year's Eve. I want everybody to see you, nigga. That's you feel
funny.
Me?
That's funny.
Come
that's
on, I wore something like that New Year's Eve. I'm gonna keep a G. He doing it on a regular. That's gangster. And it's blue. Come on, girl. You know deal.
Yeah, I already know you was going where you was going with that.
Oh yeah, Chris Street 12, man. What's up?
Okay. Yeah, suburban. I don't know.
I mean, off camera, I was teaching the No Jumper staff how to throw up my hood. Hopefully, they don't do that shit in traffic.
No, not me. They gonna call you. No, not me. They gonna call you.
If you gotta call me, it's already too late. AB, they following us. Boop, 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 boop.
Keep it G. Like, how would you react in that situation?
Honestly, for y'all, I'm coming running.
Yeah, we're a lost cause.
Why?
At that point. Because I'm thinking about it. Would you really come running? No.
If you called me and said that you had a real problem, you don't think that I would come to your rescue?
Not running. You'd probably be like hungover, like. Drunk damn. And sloppy.
She don't
drunk.
Have no faith in me.
Too drunk.
Now,
too
she
drunk.
Gonna, now, yeah. K-Guy's gonna look at me from now on and be like, that's a nigga with the orange hands and, the bad liver. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he got issues.
Jaundice. This man is a walking Don Julio bottle, so I don't have that much.
But my life is very eventful. Yes. So, I go a lot of places. I do a lot of things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I love liquor, though. But I don't like it like them. I don't have to have it.
Yeah, that's what we all say.
Next show, I'm not doing no liquor. How about that?
I'm going to be watching, so I'm going to see.
That's your business. Wait, did you pour her a shot?
I asked if she wants something to drink.
Do you want a shot?
Ooh,
yes,
a shot of what?
Don Julio.
Yuri offered her, what's it called? A LaCroix?
Yes. A LaCroix.
A LaCroix?
A LaCroix. Oh, and
Don
pour
Julio.
Up Josh.
Do you
want,
a
shot? No pressure or nothing, but like.
Are you one of the people that get crazy when they take shots?
And don't forget Josh.
Fuck it.
Yeah, come on, we here.
Tech guy.
Girl, you good.
Laura's
know.
Tired of a tech guy drinking with.
I'm loyal. You good.
I saw it though.
Okay.
Camera.
Come on.
Whoop. Let's go.
I saw it.
Little shot, big shot.
A little ass shot. Do not. Mm-mm.
Little to me. Here you pour it. I'm going to say.
Yeah. Like, give me just a. Doop. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is unacceptable.
That is it.
That just tells me that
right,
she's crazy.
Give me a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm
you
like.
You told me to stop.
Wait, no. I got to watch.
All right, girl, you don't got a front for me.
She like smidget, 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 smidget. All right, let's take a shot. Let's do
I was
that.
Drinking I mixed all it with the white
wait, what is your drinking choice, though?
Hennessy.
What I say?
Wait,
what
but,
the
but
fuck
no,
did I
but
say?
That,
buy you a
but that's not my drink of choice. My drink of choice is wine. I drink wine all day. All day.
See, wine good. Wine make me feel sexy. You know what I'm saying?
I love wine.
I want to smoke some hookah.
Girl.
Yeah, you know I mean, get a little massage and shit.
Yo,
watch a little Netflix for
you
10 minutes. Yeah.
All right. What are we toasting to?
We toasting to you, the Christmas EP. How about that?
Drop
it on Christmas. Let's go. Yeah. Drink.
No, you're not. I know she's fucking lying. I know you fucking lying.
She didn't drink it?
No.
It's all right. She got to look cool for the camera. Now, I heard that you been giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
It's a big shot.
No, okay, it isn't.
I just wanted to be known that she literally told me to keep going. This was not me trying to get her drunk.
I can already tell I'm good with energy. I see, like, if she keeps drinking, she's going to keep going. Mm-hmm. And we might get a different person.
Yeah.
I'll be chilling.
I'll be chilling, too.
I just
be chilling. Then I drink.
I just throw this back.
Then I drink.
Just do it.
I hate drinking.
No, nobody hates it.
This is big.
You don't taste, like, don't drink it for taste.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't drink it for taste. You drink it for whatever else. Mm-mm.
I drink it for the night.
Or that, or
wake up in alleys and shit.
Whatever. Hey.
You could be like a Yazzie over here.
Oh, that's good. That tastes like it was lime in it already.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah, it tastes like it's lime in it already.
I guess, yeah. If that's what you want it to be.
It's a drink of choice. This all day. They ran out of this motherfuckers in California for a little while.
That's good.
Yeah. A little $60 bottle. Now, let's get back to the donations and stuff and the charity. Because I'm about to start my own organization as well.
You are?
Yeah.
That's good. I want to be a part of it.
Come on. My grandmother, rest in peace, she worked for the Compton School Unified School District for like 35 years. Mm-hmm. Like 35 years. And for the last 3-4 years, Christmas time, I go get the kids bikes and stuff. I done donated money for them to get the basketball team, to get rings. Mm-hmm. We did a shit with Master P on Thanksgiving, gave out turkeys and stuff like that. So I'm making a foundation in her name for the city. And yeah. And this is going to be the first year that we give back and do stuff like that. Keep her legacy going.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you doing it?
Huh? You said when? Mm-hmm. Hopefully by the end of December. But I got to meet up with the nonprofit people tomorrow.
Okay. So it's going to be like a toy drive or like, what are you going to do, like a toy drive for kids?
Yeah. And I'm doing like 7 or 8 other toy drives too this year. Fire. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I like giving back to the people.
Hell yeah, come down here and support everything. Hell yeah.
I'm with you. Oh my God, Yazzie. She is crazy. What about yours?
But like I said before, like I hustle, I grind. So I had came into some change or whatever, so I just was like, I want to give back to the community. So I had went out on my own, and I had went and bought like $1,000 worth of Pampers and gave it out, shipped it out or whatever. So then Pampers had hit me up and wanted to do like a brand ambassador thing with me or whatever. So that's still in talks or whatever. I gave away over 20 to 30K to my fans, like. And a lot of the times I do, like, whenever I drop something, I make sure my fans stay in tune. Like, I ask them questions. I interact with them. And sometimes I do a dance challenge or I leave an open verse. Like, I be doing mad different shit. And, like, yeah. So I'm That's here. Fine. I be helping. Okay. I be giving back. Yeah, and I recently linked up with the mayor's office and everything. We talking about, like, police brutality. You know, I'm just trying to do what I feel like my ancestors put me here to do, so.
And so you need to be more people like that.
That's a
fact.
You
know what I'm saying? Because they're going to judge you for being a drill rapper.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we all got flaws, so.
I forgot. I got a million flaws.
You know what I'm saying? I don't hide my shits. I'm not afraid of what I'm going through or my past, anything. I'm not no fake-ass bitch, and that's why they connect with me, so.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. Like, me being my street affiliations and stuff like that, I feel like it's up to me to show kids, like, you know, this shit ain't cool. You could do other things. You can come from the hood and do bigger things and get on bigger platforms and make a name for yourself and keep it positive. But I still fuck a nigga up, though.
That's okay.
You know?
That's a fact.
I let them know that, too. Mm-hmm. Keep your blaming. Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself and shit. But no, that's dope as fuck.
I mean, people like you two are important, though, for kids growing up in those situations.
Yeah.
There is somebody that could really connect with.
Yeah, you can connect with, and, like, it's relatable. And then on top of that, you can show them, like, that there is more than what you're just seeing day to day, like, you know.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I do too much, though.
Me too.
But that's okay.
You know. Me too.
Because y'all working for something. Yeah, you know, like, they get it, you know.
They come from, they understand. Come on. They understand.
I'm one of the people, though, like. Somebody calls me, hey, let's go here. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. We going to Texas today? Let's go to Texas. Mm-hmm. We going to New York? Let's go to New York. Let's just go crazy.
Well, shit, you're living life. Come back.
Yeah, you got to. I literally was telling them this off camera. Like, look, you can sit there and try to play everything by the book and get hit by a goddamn boulder off the freeway tomorrow.
I just said that. I was talking to somebody last night, and we was talking about something. I ain't even gonna tell the business, but we was talking about something. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about something, right? And I was telling him, I was like, yo, I'd rather just live life not knowing if it's a tomorrow. Like, I'm not, like, I've been making plans and doing everything, and every time I make plans, it don't go the way you plan it.
Nope.
So, you know what? I know, I understand everything that the outcomes that could happen, and I'm gonna go this way, and I'm gonna continue to go this way, but I'm gonna stay prepared for just in case something else happened.
Okay.
Cause, you know, nobody got time for that no more. You know, I live day by day now.
See?
Facts.
Life and everybody act like I'm the crazy guy.
Dad.
No, cause you really be wildin'. Like,
you be wildin'?
Nah, he be wildin'.
What he be doing?
Yo, he, give her example. This nigga is all right, out.
Go ahead.
Outside.
Tell me.
Like, no, this nigga is just.
Go ahead.
No, you gotta tell
me
her.
The tea.
Talk about, no, I want to know your perception. So talk about something.
This is a wild nigga, bro.
What's
like,
the tea? Like, what
nigga,
he be doing?
I don't seem wild, do I?
No, you're just.
I don't know.
He be doing
anything.
I'm brown skin. Look at me.
You is light skin.
I'm brown.
Nigga, you look like khaki pants. You're not brown.
But what he be doing, girl?
He just be outside, like, it's just,
he one of those. He gone,
yeah, he just for the street.
I am not
like,
for the street.
Like, he just be treeching.
Oh, my God.
You really a treach. That's what it is.
Wow. Like, he's a treach.
He just be doing anything. Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh,
I don't know. That's another level, but just outside.
Out here.
Just for the streets. You gonna have to defend yourself.
It's shocking to me.
That's my style.
They always act shocked. It's not shocking to you. Like, watch your own story. Like, bro, know yourself.
But now you're painting a bad picture.
No, you're great.
She's not going to want to come to my foundation anymore.
No, I'm coming.
She's talking about she beats bitches up for self-love.
Do it for grandma.
She beats bitches up for self-love. She's coming.
That's supposed to be like that.
I don't beat bitches up no more.
Okay, that's good. Oh.
Yeah, so you're supposed to beat up bitches for me.
No.
Right.
Not me.
You know what I'm saying?
Not me.
Why?
Nope, don't depend on me. No.
Can't be pussy.
You want it?
Running. I don't get myself in those predicaments.
So you holding the bags, but you there though.
I'm there. I definitely seen it.
You all right, you holding the bags?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. So if you see some woman coming attacking
me. I had a friend like that before. Like I just knew, like, if we get into something, my friend is not fighting. So it's like, hold these bags for me, Nicole, and I'm gonna beat this bitch up.
Look,
like,
it's no.
Yeah, I'm Nicole.
I got homies like that too, but
they can't go everywhere though.
No, they can come as long as you tell me ahead of time, because niggas get around me and they be like, they feel like they got to be tough and with the business and shit.
Yeah.
So I'd rather niggas say,
but that's
say,
why you
gotta
fill somebody out before you let them come around you.
I'm gonna give everybody a fair shot.
I'm not gonna lie.
The consequences is gonna be worse.
Mm-hmm.
If we get into some real shit and you don't do nothing, we gonna fuck you up.
No,
everybody.
But I feel like everybody gotta have their assigned role. Yeah. And don't play yourself either.
You gotta make your role.
But also
show
though,
tell
niggas
them.
Need to know. I feel like a lot of these problems.
I don't
problems,
allow people around me unless I know their movements.
Okay. Yeah, but that's smart.
I feel people out. First.
But you also gotta know when it's time to go home. Like niggas is just we not. Yeah. You know that's where a lot of these problems stem from. Niggas gotta go home. Like.
But see, that's the thing. Like, especially living in Los Angeles, like shit is 24/7.
Yeah.
Just like New York, we parallels, like somebody having a party somewhere, somebody doing this, somebody doing that. Who the fuck want to go in the house right now when we got COVID anyway?
That's shit. True. We dying regardless.
Now, this, you know what's crazy about the COVID shit too? New York was the fucking
Don't talk about New York.
I'm going to give y'all props.
What you thought, bitch? I'm from New York. Don't talk about New York.
Y'all was the
Brooklyn
epicenter,
bitch,
the most cases and shit. Our shit reversed. We the worst with the shit right now.
Yeah.
We got like 28,000 people a day right now.
Well, I mean, we have individuals like you making us look great.
Look.
You just out here during COVID, huh?
This nigga's just.
You just out here. You
nigga's like a walking fucking
COVID
dyke
don't mean shit
like,
to you, right?
Shout out to one of my homeboys. Matter of fact, I was saying, shout out to my nigga Wiz. My nigga Wiz FaceTimed me. He said, I know you had COVID.
He said the way
you be moving around. But I be like, I be doing regular shit.
You be like smoking hookah in different states, coming back here, just like wilding. Like,
why ain't nobody else here got it?
How many feet is this?
Feet?
Oh my God.
Not six.
Damn.
That's bad. That's what you're gonna do with our guests.
I have to be honest.
I would go.
The ladies are sticking together.
I would literally go crazy if I had to sit in the house for like 6 days and not do nothing.
What?
Huh? You have a PS5. Oh, yeah, now I got PS5. That's different. All right, now that's it.
Mm-mm.
But before the PS5,
so
it's
you
like,
wasn't in the house for 14 days at all during it? At all? Like, even from the beginning when it was the highest and we was on shutdown?
I haven't been in the house for 14 days in like 5 years. Maybe 7. I don't know.
I told you it's bad.
But shit, it's not right.
Shit is not right.
But look, if you having a foundation or something, I'm flying to New York to help out the kids. The type of nigga I am. I have a lot of friends. Somebody can be in Massachusetts somewhere. I'm flying to Massachusetts. You know what I'm saying?
It's people mm-hmm. like you.
People mm-hmm. like me.
You mm-hmm. need to get a girlfriend or something.
I have a girlfriend.
I hate this nigga.
And you still for the streets? This is crazy.
I'm not for the streets.
This is crazy.
Oh, man. This is bad.
Yo. Damn. Hell no.
Can you bring the other topics up? I mean, the Google Doc. Y'all put me on the spot.
I didn't do anything.
Damn. At all 14 days? At all? 10 days?
I mean, look. One thing at least I can say, I pay all the bills.
All right, but 10 days though? 11 days?
Maybe like.
Six?
Three.
I give him like.
Three?
Oh, I was going to give you nine. I was going to be generous. Three is crazy.
Three?
Three or four.
Nah, you went fucking crazy with three.
I hope when the world comes to an end, like, I see you at the ending when we all survive. Like, I really hope.
That'll be dope.
I'm
going
to laugh. I am going to laugh.
Yo.
If you don't know. See? If you're like the first to
but
go.
I'm the, but I'm no, 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 no. But I'm going to.
That would be crazy.
I have a theory on COVID. I feel like.
Oh, fuck.
This Don Julio kills this shit. You. I drink so much of this shit. I go
Let
anywhere.
Let me see. Let me see.
Oh. Oh. Party foul.
Donkey of the day. He spilled all of it.
40% alcohol.
Wait, there's paper towel right here. But Laura.
That's because y'all just talking about me today.
No, no, no. She just wanted to know.
My boobies all popping out.
That's fucked up.
Damn.
3 days?
You got on all black, right? You good?
No, it's okay. My feelings is hurt.
What?
You'll be all right.
You tough, right?
You'll be fine.
I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. Be right back out tomorrow.
3 days. Are you at least like carrying hand sanitizer, washing your hands?
Oh, everywhere.
You wear a mask?
Everywhere.
Get the fuck out of here, AD.
He lying? They say you lying.
Lying like this rug.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
The rug is lying
That's
on the
floor. That's why you're not a rapper. Lying like the rug.
I am a rug.
It's a lion.
I could be a rapper.
It's a lion on a rug?
No, girl. The rug is lying
like
on the floor.
No, like it's lying down.
Come on, y'all can't be that small, my dude. She said it's a lion on the rug.
She looking at the print. This ain't lion
she
print.
She was really looking for a lion, though.
Like, hey, she had me looking, too. I was like, see Mufasa on the floor or
nah,
something.
Nah, that was not like that. That was slick. You got that. You got that.
A little yeah, over the head.
I got you. And then I'm going
to
shout you out on the
alley. I'm going to say, put on.
I always wanted to make a rap song. I just don't have it in me.
Got you.
Y'all gonna make me sit in the house for 14 days.
You need to.
You need to sit at least 10 something. Jesus, that's crazy.
See, now you judging me too. Fuck it. I'm a Rolling Stone. I'm gonna have to wash this over.
Damn. You'll be fine though. Just pray on it.
Now, I am a God-fearing man.
Yeah, pray on it. You'll be fine.
I don't.
Wear your mask though, because they say you don't wear masks.
They said they
do? No, who was that?
Yeah.
No, I never said
that. I wear
that.
My mask
we
all
masks
the time.
You said it, but
we
they
wear
said
masks
it.
Here.
I ain't never seen you wear a mask ever.
Whoa.
And I seen you at Halloween coming out the costume store. You had no mask on.
Ooh.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
Oh, niggas is in my business.
And you act like you didn't know. And you act like you didn't know me.
I didn't act like that.
Yes,
you know
did.
Why I acted the way I was.
I don't know why.
I told you. I didn't act like that, and I did have a mask on. You're a liar.
And you looked at me with me. I don't know how many people I was with.
No, it was too many niggas. It was a lot. It was like 60 niggas to the left of me. I heard my name. That's usually never a good thing. I decided to keep it going.
But why, though? Where's the trauma coming from, Yazzie?
You run up, get done up.
Yeah, my world.
Mine too.
So a man has tried to run up, done up you?
Been in some domestic situations.
That's not cool.
Talk about it.
Okay.
You too as well?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that, though, because I don't feel like, to me, that's the lamest shit. Men are put on this earth to protect women and children. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. you ain't a real man if you putting your hands on women and shit. I'm going to keep a G with you. And if you hit one of my sisters, we're going to kill your mama, nigga. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yo,
allegedly.
We have to work on we have to work on the placement of the allegedly.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I'm just saying.
Nah, that domestic shit. Yeah, that shit is real.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is not cool.
I don't even want to get into y'all shit. I don't want nobody crying on the show.
Nah, this is a happy is show. Niggas is the new bitches. That's why.
Let's talk about that then.
Niggas is the new bitches. They are.
Talk too much. Mm-hmm. Talk like much. Bitches. Do too mm-hmm. much.
Mm-hmm. Act what like else? Bitches. Getting feelings like bitches. Yes, yeah, getting feelings sensitive. Like bitches.
Mm-hmm. The niggas y'all dealing with.
Niggas in general.
Yeah, niggas in general.
See, it's a century yeah. of niggas.
No,
niggas,
not.
Niggas mean.
No, look, look, bro, here.
Nah, we running shit right now. We running shit right now.
It is a century of niggas. We are running shit. That shit didn't just start, okay? Go watch a modern movie. And you let me know. Niggas been dumb. Niggas been moving like niggas. Mm. And that's why we gotta stick together because,
okay.
See,
yeah, I ain't shit.
In my defense, I go out so much, I don't have time to put my hands on that's a woman and do all this other stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, see? You can make that argument, but it doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Because I'm used to being the one being chased all the time. You get what I'm saying? So I don't have no time to sit
Yo,
there.
Yo, I hate this. Like, what?
No, I'm keeping the G.
No, that doesn't mean you can't find the
Listen,
time to put your hands men, on a bitch.
When a man feels out. Like he has to put his hands on you,
it could happen at any moment.
Exactly.
It's not
exactly.
something that's planned.
Snooki got punched in a bar by
a
random guy.
And those be the ones, the men that don't expect to hit, those be the ones. Like, they,
But they was raised the wrong way. I was raised around
Even
women.
Men sometimes
I
don't raised the that. Right way.
I don't believe in that.
Well, y'all are dealing with some bitch ass niggas.
No, I just don't.
Because I don't put my, ain't no woman I've ever dealt with can sit there and say, AD, put their hands on me.
I mean, that's you good, me? But yeah. I'm not going to
Now,
a
I say, get the
swimming.
Fuck away from me, shoved away, but I ain't never hit a woman.
That's good.
Never did nothing like that because that shit ain't cool. Mm-hmm. Especially if you so-called love someone, you're not supposed to do that shit. Like, and women are, look how little Yazzy is. Like, imagine me whooping Yazzy's ass. I'm a fucking killer. You feel what I'm saying? That's not cool.
Shoot you.
I'll
allegedly.
Allegedly. Shoot this nigga.
Allegedly.
Nah, but that shit's not cool. And, yeah. and y'all right though, because I feel like it's happened more frequently now. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that, you know, I feel because of social media and the way people live life now, you know, women ain't women no more.
I feel like it's been happening. Women just haven't been vocal about it.
No, they
it's been happening behind closed Wait. Doors. Like a lot of marriages, that's what happened behind closed doors. Like,
true, but so. women nowadays, especially coming up now, y'all not as submissive. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you know you from New York, so y'all New York gonna be like, y'all talk shit to the niggas like fuck you, pop 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 pop. You pushing nigga, look, bro said, yep. Y'all pushing, all right, cause y'all pushing niggas buttons and shit
no,
like that. You know what I mean?
Cause y'all don't fucking understand us.
Yes, we do.
A woman's gonna naturally be submissive, like. Being submissive
to
is
the
not
right
just
person.
To okay,
the right person.
To the right person.
Especially if you're treating them right. Like, if you're not treating them right, a woman is not going to be submissive.
But then
to
there's
you.
Some crazy women who don't think anything can tick them off, and that can be go to the next level. You know what I'm saying? And I've been in situations like that. Mm-hmm. And my policy with a woman is if you put your hands on me at all, mm-hmm. I'm out the door. I don't care how much I like you. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck how good your shit is. Mm-hmm. Whatever situation, I'll never talk to you again. Mm-hmm. And I've done that shit plenty times.
Damn.
Woman and busted my lip. I done got punched
and
a couple of times. Huh?
You
I'm out. Did. Because if you start doing that, okay. It's only, you know what I'm saying?
Who punched you?
Oh, I ain't got punched. I got my, this girl busted my lip before with a water bottle. Somebody that I thought was beautiful as hell. I told her though. She came in the house. She was like, nigga, you. She started poking me. I'm like, stop.
She gonna be married one day. You gonna be crying when she walking down the aisle.
I ain't gonna be married. Fuck
you
her.
You can't handle the kitchen with the flame
see?
On.
No. See, this is the problem. Not to say it like that. Mm-hmm. I know I'm a beautiful man. I'm a motherfucking Yo, prize, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just keeping it G. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But it's not all about looks, bro.
No, you're like, not. You're not listening.
Let him keep it G. Let him keep
Come
it G.
Come on.
Let
I have dope-ass personality. People love talking to me. Uh-huh. You feel me? I'm a good listener when a woman wants to listen. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Listen. Yeah.
Listen. You're talking about you're a good listener. Uh-huh. Get the fuck out of here.
You just said I was pretty. I'm going to take that. I'm a good listener, though. Well, anyways. I'm in it, and I feel like I'm a motherfucking prize. You feel me? I ain't no average, everyday nigga that you can come walk across. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I got shit to lose. And I'm not going to put myself in a situation to fuck off everything I got going on because I feel like this girl is not making me happy. I could just walk away, right? Mm-hmm. And if more people thought about it like that, then more people would be happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you sound like you never had love.
I've
been in love maybe like 700 times.
That's not love.
Maybe.
It's not.
You just be out here.
Yeah, I was going to let him do the
I'm just playing with y'all. I'm just playing with y'all.
He does it to
himself.
I'm just
playing with y'all.
My nigga is on the loose. Yeah. Like, damn, your girlfriend We need to have a talk because listen, that is crazy.
My first baby mama, I was with her for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I consider that love. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit didn't work out. That's not love. You stay with somebody for 10 years?
No, just because you're staying in something, it don't doesn't mean, make it yeah. love. That's why people are in domestic situations and people
I ain't
with
her ass.
No, okay. That's not what I said. That's not what I said. Look, listen. It doesn't make it love because you're staying.
So a man has to feel like he wants to hit somebody for that to be like no. love to y'all.
And that's also
that's
not
what I'm
what
taking
we're
from
we
the did conversation.
Not say that.
Maybe
we did
I'm not
say
explaining
that.
It thoroughly.
We did not say that. Fighting and shit in a relationship is never acceptable. You know, sometimes it might get a little crazy. It might get a little crazy sometimes, but it's a difference between y'all going through a heated situation or y'all go neck to neck and some you being domestically like that is two different things. It's two different things because you and your mate can have a fight and y'all have a fight, like you know what I'm saying. And then it's when somebody is abusing you, like completely abusing you, manipulating you, taking control of you, making you think a
this
certain
is
type
personal
of way.
Today. I like it.
Yeah, so, like
ooh,
it's,
I like
it's,
it.
Yeah, it's because different. Like, and I've been trying to let you talk, but
no, he just does
you
it to
just,
himself.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Look, keep a G. Mm-mm. You ever put your hands on a man?
Yeah.
See, that's why I said okay. Yeah. You put your hands on a man before?
I hit a nigga with a car.
See?
I broke a nigga car. I fuck his car.
I know that's right.
I never hit nobody with a car because I always been scared of that.
Now,
no, not me.
Because that's crazy.
We going
like,
full throttle.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and just...
I made a mistake in hitting somebody with a car before.
I've been hit with a car
before.
Oh,
across. Yeah, what have you?
It was a doctor. I made a mistake. I hit a doctor.
Girl hit me with a car. I done got my car's egged a million times and stuff like that.
She hit you with a car?
For sure.
Wait, how'd she hit you with a car?
I was in the middle of the street. Poom pow.
Like did she like real
oh
fast?
She definitely did it on purpose.
That's fucked
she
up.
She like clipped my leg, same one I spilled the drink on.
That is fucked up.
Yeah, but my mom always tells me like there's like billions of people. My mom got like a no tolerance policy when it comes to niggas. So like she always told me when it comes to women, like if shit ain't working out the way it's supposed to be working, and that's how I honestly feel. There's billions of people in this world like. We don't have to put our hands on each other because there's somebody out there that should make you happy. You mm-hmm. feel me? And if me and you were supposed to be happy, what do we get into heated arguments to where we got to hit each other
life.
In the first place?
It's life. It happens.
That's
but
when people
being
deal
abused
with each other.
Is different.
Abuse is bad, but see, it wouldn't bad. Be no. No, it is. abuse is bad.
Abuse is bad, duh.
Nah, but like on some real shit though, like. What's wrong with a woman saying, hey, I don't want to be hit no more and leaving that situation?
No, because it's sometimes you'll never know what it is. Like
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it feels better to get even.
No. Girl.
That's what. Because no.
Yazzie's analogy is somebody does something like that, go cheat on them.
Sometimes it's deeper than that. You know, some women be scared. You know, some women be so caught up. They don't see no outside. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been in a situation like that to where, like, I literally didn't see nothing else. Like, I didn't see a future. I didn't see a past. Like, I was just in the here and now. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And I was, like, manipulated and shit like that. So I've been there before. And it's hard. You know, it's easier to talk about when you actually in it and you actually, like, deeply feel like you love somebody and you deeply would do anything to make that person happy. That shit is crazy. Like, love is blind. That shit is fucking crazy. But when you do finally get the strength and you get up out of an abusive relationship, like all power to you because that shit is hard. Especially there's a lot of women that come from nothing and men found them with nothing, not a dime. And now they have children and have a family, have a life and, you know, don't have a job, don't have nothing. So what, they going to leave that husband and then what? He going to take the kids, he going to take the house, you going to be with nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. It depends.
You just hit on a nutshell.
Well, I'm happy you're out of that situation.
Oh, yeah, girl, that shit been bomb.
Did you find, like, music at that time? Or, like, when did, like, music play into your life?
No, I didn't. Well, I kind of found music at that time because it was, like, I was, like, trying to get up out of that situation. And the way it happened was weird. The way everything happened was weird. Like, I was just, like, totally done with that situation. And then... I had like started talking to Tony Yayo at the time.
Okay.
Because in the beginning of my career, I was messing with Tony Yayo or whatever. So when I had got in contact with Tony Yayo, he was like, yo, because he called me K the Goddess. He was like, yo, K the Goddess, you should rap. Like, you should be a rapper. So I'm like, all right, because he used to deal with my best friend. So I told my best friend, I'm like, yo, let's be a group. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. she can sing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, let's be a group. I rap, you sing. Like, let's do it. she was shy. She was like, you know, I don't really want the fame, none of that stuff. You do it, I support you. Blase, blase, blase. So the Tony Yayo situation didn't really work out. So I had met up with super producer Swift On Demand. And I reached out to him, and I linked up with him. And then from there, it's just been on go. Like 3 years later, I'm still here.
Okay.
So...
That's gangster though. You got a good personality though.
Thank you.
I think you're gonna go very,
they tell
very,
me
very
I got
far.
A good aura around me.
Okay. I thought I had a good aura, but apparently.
Nah, you got a good aura.
Thank
you
just don't. You. So I didn't hear. Look, what's that face I make, Lauren?
Thank you, thank you.
Nah. No, that's dope though. It's always cool to hear about like somebody going through like some tough ass shit and then like coming out on top.
Yeah, yeah, life is tough.
And you know what's crazy? Like, literally what she was describing, abusive relationship, is how I felt about gangbanging. Like, you were manipulated
Ooh,
by somebody.
Let's not talk about it.
That's real, though.
Let's not talk about it. Yes.
You know what I'm
all
saying?
The time.
Like, you know,
I feel like you always have an obligation to do something. That's it's what? Like, you even when you don't want to do it, it's like, but we signed up for it.
That's
you
what I'm saying.
You signed up for it. You just got to take it. Go through your little emotions by yourself. Give yourself that time, that little space, you know. You be you for a little moment and then get back to what you got to do. At the end of the day, you know, we doing this to help other people and to show people that we could do something and come from somewhere and then not be a bad person.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So if you sign up for something, do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Don't fold.
No, you better never fold.
Don't fucking fold. You know what I'm saying?
Never
but
fold.
Yeah. I do feel like that sometimes.
No, but like everything you said was like, that's the truth. Cause it's like, you know, I remember growing up, my older homies were telling me to go do everything other than, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Go to school, do this and do that. Like, mm-hmm. even
no, but
music.
They still tell you to go to school though. They tell you to do everything else.
Nah,
and still
not my homies.
Oh no. Jesus.
I come from a grimy hood.
Ooh,
they don't teach you that around there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm teaching mine to still go to school.
No, no. Like, even like now, like I'm a big homie to like my little homies.
As you should.
And I tell them like.
So they was just like, hey, yo, cuz, don't.
Oh,
go
back
ahead.
Then? Fuck all that. Let's get cracking. You know what I'm saying?
You can go to Compton.
That's, come on.
Let me hear it. Let me
come
hear
on.
It. You gotta have an accent, everything. Let me hear it.
Oh, come on.
Do it like
man.
In the movies. Let me hear it.
This is the movie. You looking at him. I live like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
AD. Listen, Westside Business coming, Crip 2C, Banger, Herb Gang, Westside. You know what I'm saying?
No, you gotta hit him with the A, cuz. You gotta do it. You gotta
I say cuz all day. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta do the A with it.
All right, cuz.
Let's go.
That's cool enough.
No, it's not. No.
What you hey, cuz!
Yeah, hey, cuz, what did you talk about? You better stop crazy walking in this bitch. What did you talk about?
Nah, but you know, literally growing up, it's a different dynamic now. Y'all got me in my blue mode now. I'm like this. Zoom, zoom, looking at the cups and shit. Nah, but literally now, like, you know, all the young guys coming up from my neighborhood, I tell them, like, come fuck with me when you want some positive shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, me doing everything that I do, I feel like I have the opportunity. I can say something right now and it's gonna leave my little niggas to go do something. They can go do something bad or they can do something good. And I've been to enough funerals to where it was like, you know what? Maybe I influenced this nigga to go do something. He lost his life when I'm still here. You feel me? And I feel like once you make it out the hood, you have an obligation to try to bring your niggas that same way. Now, I ain't gonna judge nobody that's still gonna do their shit because it's cracking in the hood. I lived in my hood.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? I lived in my hood. I know what it's like to go outside every day. Your daughter can't go outside. Hey, daddy, I wanna ride my scooter. You gotta go in the backyard or I gotta take you to the park because I don't know who gonna pull up and
fact.
Get shit cracking. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once I moved and, well, you know, getting successful and making enough money to take care of my family and stuff, you move out and it's just like you can't live by them standards no more. You still got to be on guard.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to move the right way. But, you know, to the little niggas, you may turn up and do shit. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to sit there and look at that and they're going to sit there and go by you because you're their role model.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
If AD said this, because I used to be the nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, what's cracking? It's cracking in the hood. I'm leaving where I'm at. That God bless me, you know what I'm saying, to get away from. And I'm sitting there coming back and chilling with the homies and doing that. And it's like, I'm the fucking trophy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? God took me away from this situation so I can be on a platform like this and talk to people and give people hope that look like me and come from where the fuck I come from.
And that's why you still got to make sure you spit your knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes I need to sit in the house for 14 days, but for the most part.
Yeah, you need to.
You know.
You need 14 days.
Nah, I'm cool.
You need
like
the 14.
To be honest.
2 months.
Yeah, you need to relax.
If y'all didn't see me for 2 months, nah, something's wrong.
Yeah, that's too long.
Call
that's
the police.
That's too long.
Y'all don't see you posting that Instagram
story? But you need to take a look. Just take a week or something. Just, all right, do half a 14.
She's genuinely concerned about you.
This
is concerned.
I am.
I think I need to come to New York then. Just sit down.
You need to sit down.
Kumbaya.
Somewhere. No, don't come. Don't come to New York because I think you got it.
Right. Right.
I think you got it.
Right.
But it's okay. Just take your time. You know, quarantine a little bit. Drink some tea. You know, have your little 7-day tea.
You drink tea.
Drink
I like tea. Earl Grey. Come on.
Okay. You got add a little bit of Don Julio on your tea right there.
No. No drink for that.
No.
Only when you're sick. But I don't get sick often.
No, just detox your body one time.
I do liver detoxes like twice every month.
You have to, because the way you drink is crazy.
When them hands turn orange, I'll be out.
You have jaundice.
I don't have no fucking jaundice. Stop saying that.
You need to go
stop
to
wishing bad
your
stuff
on hands turn orange again. You need to go see a doctor.
I just came for the doctor. I'm healthy.
Nah.
Yes.
Oh, you're turning colors. What do you mean?
Wait, hold on.
Like, this nigga is changing. Before the interview,
hell no. Before the interview even fucking started, you just want something. I'll tell you how to get your hands to change color.
Yeah, like,
no.
That was
your key? Drinking to get your hands to change color?
I was trying to give you a personal story. I wasn't trying to change your hand another color.
He thought this was a safe place.
I thought it was. Jesus Christ.
It's a safe place. Listen, I apologize.
No, it's all right. This messed up, man.
I'm sorry. Man, you know what? Drink all you want.
That's right.
I fuck with you. Take another shot. I ain't gonna take it with you, though, but take that shot.
Did you even take that one?
Yeah, I took it.
You want some Yazzy?
Bitch.
Yeah, you can put it with the White Claw.
Yeah, by yourself on that.
No, really?
Yeah.
Let's talk about you.
What?
I don't drink too much.
Waking up in bushes and stuff. Like, I got a drinking
problem. I woke up in a bush in Bushwick one time, and you're gonna use it against me?
You woke up in a bush?
Yeah, in Bushwick.
In Bushwick?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. What?
I drink a lot. I have a problem. I suffer from alcoholism.
Is she talking about me?
Okay. It's fine. But yeah, but I don't do what you do. I drink in the house and closed environments.
Yeah, we both need to go to
Look, that's why I'm sitting there. She's sitting there. You need to do this.
Because I want you to be better.
Every fucking guest that comes through these doors, you sit there and say, well, I had an IV and I went to the hospital. My weekends don't start and end like that.
That's okay.
I'm good.
Come on. Hey. I'm a trooper.
Yo.
I take care of myself.
See?
Yo. So you lied earlier.
Who lied?
You thought it was just me, huh?
They could see the
cake.
It's there.
It moved.
I can't look.
Hey.
I know that's right.
I can't look.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's smoke. Fuck that.
No, you're not smoking.
They don't like me to smoke because it brings my energy down.
No. So you lied earlier because I said.
What you said?
You said, I can't breathe. I said, was you doing anything? He said, no, you was drinking.
No, I was sober when I had the asthma attack.
With the cigarettes and the puffs.
Man.
You worse than I am.
That has nothing to do.
You got jaundice, girl.
That has nothing to do.
Y'all out here wilding.
Yeah, we are. I'm not going to lie.
Y'all need to chill.
We are dodging death by the way.
But if I ever want a party, I'm going to call y'all. You need to. Because y'all are my drinking buddies.
Okay. We definitely drink.
I don't even want to do it now. Next time you see me, hopefully we go to church.
You got lighter?
No, I don't. Why do I look like I ever have one?
We need something.
I don't even smoke.
I like to smoke after the show because it makes me like mellow.
I can't smoke during the show?
No, we can. Let's smoke right now. I want to smoke too. We got some extra weed. What's in here?
What are you saying?
Get some weed. Let's smoke. This is a good guess. I fuck with her.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Come on. Now. You sitting there and trying to throw that shit all on me. That's fucked up.
No, they know that I have an issue.
It's all right, y'all.
I wear it.
I was saying, don't burn your hair.
No, they going to cut my ass by my hands.
And you got,
no, we like, told the story.
I got to come back up here again and show them. My hands didn't turn this color because I'm drinking.
Well, next time you come, them hands better be orange. Come out here for a week. I want you to come do that.
No,
because
they going to think I'm supporting Trump.
Because he's orange?
What the fuck?
Hell no.
You know what? Political views and
who
shit.
Who did y'all vote for?
Biden.
You want to ask me?
Yeah.
Kanye.
Yeah.
Nah.
He did.
He dead ass did.
He dead ass
you
did.
You was that 1%. How much percent Kanye had?
Nah, I'm going to keep it G. I did that with
Kanye
the little mail-in ballot.
Kanye's a fucking lyrical G-ist, though.
Facts.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely great.
He's definitely great.
Come on,
do you
Kanye.
Feel like you made the vote decision with voting for Biden?
No.
You don't?
No.
Tell us why, Yazzie.
Anybody but Trump. That's where I'm coming from.
Anybody but Trump.
That's me. Anybody but Trump.
Who you voted for? Did you vote?
Yes. I wish I could vote for this goddamn bottle.
Yeah, honestly, if Don Julio was on the ballot, I would have voted.
If I was on the ballot, would y'all vote for me?
Probably not.
Why not?
That's fucked up. I was gonna say yeah.
No, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know your political background. I don't know what your beliefs are.
I told you what I did for the community. Imagine if I was up there, I'd be doing way more.
No,
it'd be your own people.
No, because look, if you was up there, they wouldn't be.
President K got his. Hey, girl. And my president got
they
ass.
Wouldn't
What's
let
happening?
You do shit hey. If you was up there. So
they'll let me do it.
They wouldn't let you do it.
Watch, I'm gonna get there.
No, if you do though, I'm gonna be.
Are you doubting our guest?
No.
You don't think she'll be fucking president?
Right. She is doubting me. She is doubting me.
I would never.
She is doubting me.
That is not cool.
Me and Camilla, we best friends and shit. So I'm about to be right after her.
Yeah.
Watch.
Okay.
Why?
Look, I'm not down it. I'm just saying. I don't know if your beliefs match up with mine.
And when I get up there, I'm like, "Hey, God, it's remember me." I'm no.
And I'm just.
Can I be your vice president?
I got you.
Oh yeah, if you thought this, you thought I was gonna vote for this.
I got you.
Yeah. We'll make this world a better place.
Right. I'm sure. I'm sure.
We don't start for grandma.
Come on. LA and New York.
Watch.
You're gonna lose me.
We stopping the beat forever.
Y'all lost me.
That's why you won't come to our inauguration. You probably be in a bush somewhere with a fucking IV.
That's a fact. Her vote.
Nah, fuck yeah.
That's a fact. Y'all don't need my vote.
We don't need her vote.
Y'all don't need my vote.
It's all good.
Stop smoking cigarettes, Yazzie.
I smoke puffs. I don't smoke cigarettes.
Same thing.
Puffs is about to be sponsored by us, and she ain't gonna smoke that
we
shit
can't
no
have
more.
We can't let her get it no more.
No more puffs.
Nope, I will not be donating a dollar.
She's gonna just upgrade her high.
We got that too. What's up?
Oh, no.
We about to connect. I'm gonna just drink.
But if y'all do run for president and vice president,
you really wouldn't do it.
You really wouldn't vote for us.
No, I just don't see our views being similar.
Your views is like mine. You turn the fuck up.
And that's why I wouldn't vote for you, because that's not what this is about.
If I was president right now, I'd say everything is fucking open. If you don't want to go outside, stay your ass in the house. Business is booming. West Side business.
Are you gonna approve this, president?
I'm only the vice president.
Right.
I'm only the vice president.
Are you gonna approve that? Right. Okay. So this is where
I'm not gonna disapprove it, but we gonna have some changes too.
Okay.
We gonna little have alteration.
Some, yeah. Some tweaks.
A little. Yeah. We gonna have a curfew. Alteration.
We gonna have a curfew. Everybody must wear a mask and
I'm
some
with
gloves.
That.
Curfew. You know?
Mask and glove. I want some gloves like that. The nigga kind, though. You feel me?
I got
the
you.
Nigga kind.
Like, you know, I want some blue rag gloves like that. I can come around. Okay. I want a Cub blue jacket, too. You feel me? I want to move like that. I can take the pistol out. Just, yeah.
We got you.
You know what I'm saying?
We got you.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all definitely don't have my vote, but I do appreciate the.
That's because
it's
something is fucking wrong with you.
Her kids go vote for us. So it's fine.
No, not my kids. No.
Yes, they are.
I can see you having kids real soon.
They gonna vote for us.
No.
They gonna be like, Bob, I'm so sorry, why are you having kids?
What the fuck? I'm a demon, but like, I'm not dumb.
That's what I'm saying. You a demon. I'm like,
no,
somebody gonna slip up one of these days. This may be your last episode. You need to go get checked.
Hell no. We're ending on that note.
No, we're not ending.
No, we're ending on that note. We're ending on
that joke.
Note. No, we're ending on that note.
We is not fucking ending. We gonna go to something else. Anyways, did y'all see the nigga Mario Lopez? Y'all familiar who that is?
Mm-hmm. Saved by the Bell.
The nigga from Saved by the Bell. Could do like all the, what's the extras and all that?
Extra,
he hosting
yeah,
all
he
that
hosts
shit?
Extra.
Lifetime making a fucking Colonel Sanders movie?
Mario.
Oh, yeah, show Mario Lopez.
I got you.
With the slick hair, the nice smile.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cub.
He's about to play the KFC nigga.
They about to make him play the KFC nigga in a Lifetime movie. Colonel Sanders.
The nigga with or KFC?
The nigga yes! on the bucket, yeah.
Oh, that's a real person.
Yo.
But I can see why she didn't know that's a real person.
That's funny.
Wait, let's keep it G. Is Colonel Sanders a real person?
No.
He isn't?
It's like Santa Claus.
Ah, see? I know I was smart.
So why are they making a movie about a fictional nigga?
It's called A Recipe for Seduction. Look. Oh, wait. I'm like pulling it up. Like,
he is one handsome guy.
He is really handsome. Yeah, Mario.
Wait. Look up if Colonel Sanders real. Because now I'm fucked up.
Wait, you
mind blown.
You thought this was a real person?
I thought Cub made the chicken and gave us recipe.
See, I remember that dimple. Yeah,
C-O-L.
C-O-L-N-E-L.
It's like without an R.
Who is...
A recipe for seduction.
You're
what
drunk.
Type of shit? They talking about KFC? A recipe for seduction?
Yeah.
What type of...
Colonel Sanders is real, nigga. He was real.
Colonel Harlan David
but
Sanders.
But why is Mario Lopez's Latin ass playing this white 16. Man?
I like it.
Man, best known for founding fast food chicken restaurant. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, he's he got bread.
So y'all thought he was fictional too?
This nigga's a stain.
So fun fact, everybody. Colonel Sanders is
Wait,
a real
who
nigga.
Who they want you to send money to?
Oh, that's for Wikipedia.
I say we were sending him money.
That nigga been dead.
Shut the fuck up.
That's how they come back on barbecue wings every fucking season.
You like those wings?
The barbecue wings? Bussin'.
Really? That is so gross.
The barbecue wings from KFC, they're fire. What is wrong with you?
I like the bowl.
The bowl busting too.
I love
the bowl.
The
bowl is crazy. Is
bussing.
The bowl is crazy.
That nigga died at 90. He had a good life.
100.
He lived to be 100. No,
it was 90.
So, anyways, Latino.
Yeah, the Latino is playing this white man. It's very weird. It's very strange.
So, when that's coming out?
Isn't that coming out?
I low key want to watch it just to see what the fuck he's gonna do. Oh, like, is he gonna have like a white accent or something like that?
So KFC always was chicken, though.
Nah, before,
yes,
fried chicken at that.
Yeah.
What? What was you thinking it'd be before?
I don't like him like that.
You don't know that man. Why
KFC
like
to sell brownies and shit.
He giving you bad vibes?
No, he don't look right
he
like
give
that.
You, he give
I like him regular.
Yeah, with the black hair. He handsome without
I don't
it.
Like that. He look too...
He giving out hot vibes.
He was Mexican?
No, he was a white man.
Okay, he was white.
Wait
That's
a minute.
Why this is funny.
No.
Mario
they got a trailer?
I had to make sure because he looks like...
Oh, I didn't see the trailer.
Play that shit. Oh, the nigga from 50 Shades of Grey in it.
Now you're not answering my call.
I think I'm calling for the new
They just
chef.
Dropped this cello.
My nigga, the colonel is in character.
Oh, it's like a fucking Spanish Nova, right?
Everybody watching right now, look at the goddamn KFC movie trailer. Can I see this right now, Josh? No, no. Yeah, we're not keeping our episode taken down. We had enough of this.
Yeah. But what it's about, though, because it's like a drama now.
Ew!
The chicken nigga was doing it like that?
It's called a seduction for
oh,
a recipe.
Yeah, I like that.
Or a recipe for seduction.
He got killed.
Whatever.
Oh,
go to hell, Mario. He should have never took
chef.
That fucking...
I ain't gonna lie.
It's a Lifetime?
Yeah. I ain't gonna...
about to
what?
Be trash.
No, no.
Lifetime fuck everything up.
They do,
yeah,
but...
They don't even try anymore.
I ain't gonna lie. Whoever thought the KFC nigga was getting kidnapped...
But it
ain't
even like it's really about
down.
Him. It ain't even like it's really about him. It's just a bunch of kissing and knives and...
Knives.
Shit.
What more do you want in the movie?
I want to know his story. It's
well,
Lifetime.
Then,
lifetime.
History or his story? Which one?
Right.
No, she said this. She's like, his story...
Same thing.
I'm gonna steal that from you. CC.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah, Mario Lopez shouldn't have took that role. I'm not gonna lie.
Nigga, they paying that nigga. I would have took it too.
Nah, I wouldn't have took that.
Who? I wrote all that shit.
Did you see how you spell Colonel?
How I spell it, girl? I was drunk.
Oh, like popcorn, girl.
Oh, like popcorn.
Wow, AD. You really are challenged.
It's all right.
He really challenged. Yo, he's really challenged. I do not. He spelled it like popcorn kernel. That's so upsetting.
I feel like this episode, I need to go to intervention going forward.
You need help. You're not well.
My life is great.
You're not well. Just because it's great don't make it.
You don't need intervention. You just need... to work on yourself a little bit more.
Oh shit! And she just
I am
met,
your
she
I am your vice it. President.
She just
so I'ma listen.
Right.
We're gonna leave it. We're gonna leave it like that. We're gonna end this right now. Shout out to our motherfucking guest,
K motherfucking goddess. K goddess.
She has a dope ass personality. I want y'all to tune in, check her out. We about to do the after show as well, like we always motherfucking do. Get you some KFC.